on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Joanna Earle.
The NHS has been told it can fund a treatment to prevent HIV. An AIDS charity has won a High Court battle over a drug called PrEP. NHS England had said it was for local councils rather than the health service to fund prevention. Sky's Paul Hawkins is at the court and says the drug has been described as a game changer by some experts.
It's a one-a-day pill. It costs £400 per month per person. It disables the virus to stop it multiplying, and its success rate in preventing HIV is 90%.
KMFM News.
A pensioner has pleaded not guilty to causing the death of a woman after the car he was driving crashed into a Costa coffee shop in Kent. Josh has the details for KMFM.
Well, 87-year-old David Lord denied death by dangerous driving after the crash at the coffee shop in Westerham last year. 74-year-old Valerie Deakin died when the car came smashing through the window as she was sitting with her best friend on Christmas Eve. Lord, who's from Croydon Road in the town, was among five others seriously injured in the crash, which destroyed the shop. He'll stand trial next April.
An investigation's underway after a man was reportedly sprayed with a noxious substance by a group of men at his home in Gravesend. It's claimed the victim was targeted whilst the gang were kicking a hole through the door of the property in Parrock Street in the early hours of Monday. It's alleged the suspects ran off towards William Street. We've got descriptions of them at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Figures show home ownership in England has fallen to its lowest level since 1986, largely due to rising prices. Researchers at the Resolution Foundation has found the proportion of people with their own property has dropped across every part of the UK. Stephen Cox is an estate agent in Manchester and says weaker wage growth and lower supply of new housing means tenants are trapped.
What's happening is, of course, obviously house prices are going up, so people that are in rented accommodation are then having to stay in rented accommodation for longer periods because they're then trying to save up higher deposits, etc., to get actually on the housing ladder.
A senior nurse at a Kent prison who had an affair with an inmate has avoided being sent to jail herself. A court was told Hester Wilson started a relationship with the convicted burglar who was serving 11 years at Maidstone Prison. The 43-year-old from Randolph Gardens in Ashford has been given a suspended sentence, told to do 150 hours of unpaid work and put on a curfew. As you heard in travel, a crash involving three lorries on part of the M20 is still causing delays. The London-bound carriageway at Junction 11 for Hythe has been closed since it happened around 8 this morning. A lorry driver has been taken to hospital suffering a facial injury.
KMFM News.
Police are investigating after a charity box containing money for injured war veterans was taken from a social supermarket in Dover. It's said to have been stolen from Nifty's in the Charlton Centre yesterday afternoon. Founder Nathaniel Richards has been telling KMFM people who find themselves desperate should ask for help.
If things are bad, come talk to me, we'll help you out. If things are that bad that you need to steal 20 or 30 quid, come and see me, we'll give you some food bits. No, but don't go distracting me when I'm turned around and nicking a charity pot.
And Greggs's healthy eating range has helped drive up sales. Revenues increased by 6% to £422 million in the first 6 months of this year.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent will be hoping for a win later to guarantee a place in the quarter-finals of the One Day Cup. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Spitfires have travelled to take on Sussex at Hove from 1:30. The squad is unchanged after back-to-back victories in the competition over Hampshire and Gloucestershire. Elsewhere, one of Team GB's big medal hopes at the Olympics has been cleared to compete despite missing three drugs tests. World cycling champion Lizzie Armitstead appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, which found anti-doping authorities had failed to follow guidelines properly. Meantime, Team GB chief Mark England says their record medal target for an overseas Olympics is a realistic aim in Rio. They're going for 48 podium finishes, which would mean the most ever won by the country at an away games. England says he's leading an exciting group of athletes.
We're here to make history. We think we've got the most talented team that's ever been to an away games. And it's certainly the largest team that we've taken away for over a quarter of a century. You know, we're 366 strong, and each and every one of those athletes has a very, very good chance of doing something very special out here.
13 sportsmen and women from Kent will be competing at the Games, which start on Friday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.